When I travel as a tourist, I usually do not keep a journal, even though most people suggest that travelers do, so they remember where they are, or at least what they did. But about 10 years ago, I led a trip to Poland and Israel with 50 high school teenagers from this country. And I knew that not every kid was going to keep a journal. And so I insisted that we keep one group journal that every teenager has one day to write in that journal. So this past week, I decided to go back and reread that journal from around 10 years ago because I wanted to know specifically where I was during this time of year, because we all know that it is July 4th today, but it is also Shivasar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of the Hebrew month of Tammuz, where we begin remembering the siege of Jerusalem for the next 3 weeks until we reach Tisha B'Av, the commemoration of the destruction of the temple. And so when I opened that journal this week, I found that this Shabbat, almost a decade ago, I was with 50 teenagers in a hotel in Krakow. And when I read what I was doing on that Friday night, it astounded me. That Friday night, as our group began to sing Shalom Aleichem, welcoming the angels into our Shabbat, the door opened into the large dining hall, and in marched about 100 soldiers from the IDF who were also in Poland that week learning about the dark history. In the Haftarah that we're about to chant from the book of Micah, the prophet tells us, Shimuna, listen. He says, argue with the mountains and make sure that your voices are heard in the hills. Now the simple meaning is that whatever you stand for, speak up so that everybody and everything can hear you. But the deeper meaning the rabbis say is they take the word hari, meaning mountains, and they say that it's not just mountains, but it's our forefathers and our mothers, because the word for parents is horim. The foundations at our core should hear us. When I read that line in the Haftarah, I was reminded of our visit to Auschwitz 10 years ago. We were standing towards the back of Auschwitz next to what is left of the crematoria. And our tour guide said this. It was a beautiful sunny day. He said, look up. Look up at the trees. And when you look at those trees, think about what they would tell you today. For what they witnessed. For what they witnessed. It was eerily similar to the words of our prophet Micah. Listen to the mountains. Let the mountains hear you. What would you tell them? And what would they tell us? When I think back 10 years ago, I understand that the prophet Micah, even though our tour guide didn't have an answer, our prophet at least gave us a strategy to live in between a July 4th on the one hand celebrating independence, and on the other hand Shivasar B'Tammuz, for each one of us carries some type of brokenness that began with the siege of Jerusalem. You see, our Haftarah ends this morning with the prophet Micah boiling down the entire Torah, all of the mitzvot, to three simple suggestions. He said, live with mishpat, with justice. Live with ahavat chesed, acts of loving kindness. And live with tzniut, im Adonai Elohecha. Live with modesty before your God. How is that done? King Solomon, in the temple, did not only have one entrance, but the Midrash tells us that on Shabbat there were two entrances. One entrance was for the groom and bride. As they would walk in, they would be greeted with these words. May the bride and groom who walk through these gates, may they be granted the gifts of sons and daughters. And at the other entrance was for mourners. And when they walked in into the temple in Jerusalem, they would be greeted with the words, May you who enter the gates be given comfort and consolation. Is that not what we do today as a Jewish community in a synagogue? Even though we only have one door in the sanctuary, we come here to celebrate our country, our faith, our religion, and we also come here to bring that broken piece of Jerusalem, knowing that one day when we lift our voices, those mountains will truly hear us again. If God knew that almost 70 years after the Shoah, the Holocaust, 50 teenagers from this country would be sitting in Krakow with young people from the land of Israel who were charged to not just save the Jewish people in Israel, but truly protect all of the Jewish people worldwide, then I believe our voices would truly be heard. And for that, let us say, Amen.